Welcome back to Beyond the Booth. I'm your host, Cameron Capers, and as always, follow Beyond the Booth on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also find Beyond the Sound on Twitter and Instagram at BYDTHASOUND. If you want to support the website and the podcast, you can make donations on Beyond the Sound's homepage. Today's guest is rapper Southside Dame. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Just chilling. I'm glad we're doing this interview. I've been a huge fan for a while now, so I'm happy we can actually sit down and talk about some stuff. So just to get started out, when you first started listening to music, something that stood out to me was like how proud you are to be from Grandview. And that's something you talk about a lot through all of your projects. So I want to talk about how was it growing up in Grandview and how did it help you like influence who you are as an artist now?
Being from Grandview was super important in my artistry because it kind of really made me comfortable with being who I am and, I grew up in a real diverse environment. Mm-hmm. So just seeing people from all walks of life, it just made me more willing to be myself and made me want to put an emphasis on showing how much of a beautiful place it is when I kind of got a platform. So it was important for me.
For sort of rapping, who were some like rappers or artists in general that kind of inspired you at first getting into it?
I would say Drake, Future. Those are two of my biggest influence when I first started rapping. They played a significant role on me just because of their way of storytelling and things and dealing with different scenarios in life and kind of being able to correlate it back to the women that they deal with. Those are probably my two biggest influences when I was listening early on. But I listen to all types of music for sure.
Right. And when did you first start rapping?
I started rapping and I would say I dropped my first project January of 2016.
That's really impressive. It's been cool to see like your growth over the years. I don't remember. I think the first thing I heard from you, it was before Mountains. I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been around Mountains, like right before it came out. I think it was around that time. But even since then, like it's just been so cool to see like how you've kind of grown and changed the way you approach things and your music. So it was really cool to see that growth over the years. Something I thought was interesting is that before you started rapping, you actually played basketball. So when did you first start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball in the seventh grade. I played football competitively from kindergarten up until eighth grade. And then I started playing basketball and kind of had a natural instinct for it and took it serious. And like with anything I do, I always go in head first. So I was in the gym twice a day for about 3 summers, and my sophomore year, I started to like see myself getting like really, really good at it, and then from there, I just hit the ground running with it.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And currently, I'm a basketball fan too. So,
who are my favorite players in the NBA right now? Kyrie Irving, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I'll say that's my top three right now.
Damn, that's. That's good. I like the Nets a lot. They're really good. I like the Heat, too. I became a fan of them this past year. They did really well last year. And I didn't think I'd like them that much, but the Heat are pretty good, too. And obviously, I'm a LeBron fan. But I'm from Ohio, too.
So got you.
Like, it's always been a thing. It seems like every team just has like a bunch of stars on it. So it's been really cool to watch basketball the past year or so. Something I thought was interesting is like there's obviously a lot of differences between basketball and music, but I wanted to know, like, what were some skills you've taken from basketball and kind of applied to your career as a musician?
I would say just the aspect of really getting in the gym, per se. And when I say the gym, I mean with music, the studio. I didn't start seeing strides in my career basketball-wise until I made it a conscious effort to get in and really – focus on the minor detail things and skills that I need to work on. In 2019, I took a year off of music right before I started working on Pretty Girls Listen to Dame. And that was kind of like my time to get in the gym and really listen to songs that inspired me when I was a kid, work on new flows and things of that nature and kind of perfect my craft. So just that aspect of perfecting my craft is something that I would say kind of took away from basketball the most, just being dedicated to the work part.
Definitely. And like I said earlier, you can definitely hear like throughout the past few years, like the way your music has changed and like even like your confidence and the way you switch your flows and stuff. And I haven't said it, you know, multiple times last year. Like, Pretty Girls Listen to Dan was one of my favorite projects from last year. And so I wanted to know, like, when you were making that, like, were you trying, you mentioned, you know, like, working on stuff more and getting, like, deeper into, like, your craft with the rapping. But, like, when you took that break off, was that, like, a conscious break, or was it kind of like it just happened by itself?
So I was in my last year of college, and it was just becoming a hassle trying to balance being a full-time student and a full-time artist. And I wasn't living in the city at the time. So I was about an hour away from KC trying to make an imprint in KC, ironically enough. Right. And after I dropped Southside Superstar 2, it was a beautiful project, and I feel like it didn't get enough credit, if I'm being honest. But it kind of fell on me just because financially I wasn't in the position that I'm in now. And I just was tired of good music falling on deaf ears. So I just was like, I'm going to make the effort. I'm going to make the decision to just take the year off and wait until I'm done with school and back in the city to kind of drop something else. And it ended up proving to work, you know?
Right. And that definitely makes sense. I was going to bring that up, actually. Because a lot of people, you know, going to school full time, like you said, that that's a job by itself, but also being a musician is a full time job. So how did you kind of like be able to find that balance in between the two in that last year?
Really? I just had to make the decision to put music to the side in a sense and just get the work done with school. It was kind of hard tucking your tail and keeping yourself humble for a year. That's why I'll see you soon. I always say, really, I sat in the back and waited it out and handled my business because that was what I did, you know? Like,
right. No, yeah, that makes sense. And even on, sorry, in advance, we'll talk about here in a second, one of the songs you mentioned, like, I've been in the cut for a long ass time. I just really like that line. I think a lot of us, like, we feel like we've been putting the work in for so long, you don't get that recognition, like you mentioned. And I think you're a great example of, like, that kind of consistency pays off, because a lot of people have been talking about you, you know, over the past year and some change, especially in the city. So I think it definitely kind of speaks to your that mindset you were talking about, you know, just putting the work in and then everything else kind of falls together. So I wanted to talk about something that I've mentioned in other interviews of different rappers on this podcast, is like there's a huge influence from like the 90s and like early 2000s when it comes to hip hop here. And you can hear that in like a bunch of different like rappers here. And even your music reminds me of that. Like, I've told you, like, off, you know, record or whatever, how like, your music reminds me of, like, just that time, like, when you were a kid, just listening to hip-hop and, like, just being outside with your family and stuff.
Yeah.
Nostalgic feeling to it, for sure. So when you were making Sorry in Advance, who were some people you were working with?
That's one of – I've been kind of making it a more conscious effort to work more locally. The bigger my platform gets, you know, it only makes sense to, you know – keep it in-house in a sense. So
right.
I've been working with the Goonies for a while. They've been sending me beats since 2017, before a lot of people even saw the potential, you know, and they do a lot of good work for artists in the city. So I always make it a priority to at least get one joint from them on there. Up and coming producer. His name is Nate 1K. He's actually my roommate. He produced See You Soon on the project. That's probably my personal favorite, just because I was with him when he made the beat, you know. And Casey Lana Shawty was produced by Duscotti. He's another local producer. And it was also mixed by two local engineers, Alexander Preston. He's another dope producer. He produced my title track, Pretty Girls Listen to Dan. My personal favorite song I've ever made. And Buddha 816. And he's responsible for the Southside Dame sound that the people love. So it was a lot of local work on this project.
And that's really cool. Like I mentioned before, I think especially when you start, like, as a musician, first off, you think, like, oh, I need to get signed to like a big label and, like, work with the best producers in the world. And it's like, you don't have to do that. Like, you can really, like you say, just stay where you're at, because there's people on the same level, you trying to do the same thing as you. And it makes more sense to work with them because they have the same, you know, end goal in mind as you do, as opposed to trying to, like, go straight to the top. And I think a lot of people here in the city have kind of, like, started to realize that more and more over the years. That's why I've seen so many different, like, collaborations happening. And I think that's so great, because it kind of helps cultivate the culture here in the city as opposed to trying to go somewhere else, you know, which isn't a bad thing, obviously, but I think it's important for the people here to support each other and, like, work together, because that makes the entire scene stronger in the long
run. Exactly, and it's really a music scene here in KC, so I really feel like it's just a matter of when at this point, you know?
Right, I've been saying that, too. I feel like, I don't know, the next few years, it's like, the floodgates are just going to open up, and, like, all these people are going to get successful because there's so much talent here, and it's, like, it's crazy to me that a lot more people here aren't bigger names because they deserve to be because there's so much talent. So, yeah, I'm just really excited for everybody to see what happens in the next few years. And obviously COVID, you know, kind of fucked stuff up with, like, live music and all that. But thankfully, it's kind of going back in that direction now. So I think that'll help a lot of people out for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. And I want to talk about, this is, like, kind of going back to Pretty Girls Listen to Dan. That's, like I said, one of my favorite projects. It might be my favorite project you've done. I'm not sure. It's probably that one or Sorry in Advance. I can't really choose still. But I wanted to talk about your music videos, South Lake Ray specifically. I wanted to ask, who is that dude with the toilet paper? Because he's hilarious.
So the guy with the toilet paper in the South Lake Ray video, that's actually like my little brother. His name is Tyrone. And he's actually an up-and-coming artist himself. And he's going to be on the scene here pretty soon. He's a playing the background right now. So here in a few months, you're going to be like, that's the guy from the South Lake Ray video. But he's going to have his own identity in himself. But now he's a character for sure.
No, he is. Like, just that one little second, like, made me laugh so hard. That just shows, like, you know, how much personality he had. Just making somebody laugh with, like, a 2-second, you know, little thing he did.
Man.
But, yeah.
That's, like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I was just saying, yeah, that's him in a nutshell, bro. Like, we try to keep it pretty lighthearted around. It's always a good laugh to be had around me and the guys. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, and that video specifically, like, kind of shows that, like, you guys were just having fun. I think that's why so many people like the video, too, because it's, like, yeah, it was, like, relatable and just funny, and, like, people can kind of gravitate towards it. So when you're, like, making videos, do you usually, like, go into it, like, already knowing what you want to do, or do you, like, bring other people in and get more ideas about, like, the direction of the videos you're doing?
So if I'm being quite honest with you, I'll have to give all of the video credit to my guy, Davin, man. Shout out Davin, Jeremiah, and the Galleria. Extremely grateful for them. What he does is, man, I send him the song, and he sends me like a mood board, or really a mood PowerPoint of what to wear, what the video is gonna entail, how many people I need. He really kind of makes the life as the artist a lot easier, you know. We pay him good money to do that kind of stuff, and he gets the job done, you know. Here and there, I pitch in ideas. I will say that I have more of a hand in directing videos with Sorry in Advance. So I'm excited to kind of get my vision out there. We're gonna be doing a lot of co-collaborating with this EP before the new project.
No, I'm really excited. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought him up too. Yeah, he's really talented. Like I said, like, all of your videos, like, have their own, like, identity, and, like, none of them feel like you're doing the same thing twice, which I think is really cool. I think a lot of people kind of, not even just, you know, Kansas City, just in general, like, they'll kind of not think about the video that much and kind of just throw something together. And, you know, visual art is just as important as the music, in my opinion. And so, like, all of your videos, like, stand out, and it's like, oh, this is, like, something different. This is something different, you know? And I really appreciate that.
I'm grateful, man.
Something I've been thinking about recently is, like, I think you're a great example of, like, you don't need, like, you know, $1 million budget to make something that's high quality, because, like, there's so many good videos in the city that are, like, even Kai Kohler, shout out to him, today, Children of the Ghetto, and it was really good. And it's, like, you don't need, you know, like, some huge label behind you to make good videos that people can resonate with. So, yeah, it's just really cool seeing people here, like, do stuff on their own terms and not, like, sacrificing quality, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just, like, you know, you get creative when you're broke, you know, so it's like you gotta find the best way to do it in the most efficient way possible without hurting your pockets too much. And luckily, me and Davin went to the same university in the same major, so it was kind of like, hey, you got a camera, I got good music, let's link, you know, and it worked from there.
Exactly. No, yeah, he's really talented. Yeah, so that's really cool that you guys have been, like, staying together, you know, and, like, making some really cool videos for sure. And so, like you mentioned before, you dropped See You Next Year, like, I think New Year's Eve, right? I think the first day of the year. And it was really good. And so I wanted to just talk about, like, obviously you've done a lot of cool stuff last year and this year so far. But for the rest of the year, what do you have planned going forward?
So at the moment, we're looking to push Sorry in Advance as much as we possibly can. Because if I'm being quite honest with you, those tracks were all tracks that kind of, now I wouldn't say not good enough to make my project, but they just weren't, they were kind of like loose tracks in a sense. So the right. fact that it's been kind of getting as much love as it has, we're kind of just trying to ride the wave as long as possible. So I'm right. probably going to, well, I know for a fact I'm going to do a video to every song on Sorry in Advance, just to kind of stretch it through the summer. And then in the back half of the year, release my project. So I'm super excited about that because it's a step up for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm really excited to hear the project. Like I said, I've been a fan of yours for a while now. And like I said, it's just cool to see you just kind of, each thing you do, it's like I can see you're taking a step out, you know, and doing bigger and bigger things. So that's really exciting as a fan, too. And like I said, just working with people here in the city, I'm just so proud of everybody for doing their own thing. And yeah, I don't know. It's just really rewarding to see, especially Black artists in Kansas City having such a strong, like, sense of community here and supporting each other. And you're definitely part of that. So, yeah, I appreciate your time today,
man. Now, I'm extremely grateful for you for giving artists like me a platform. You know, you add that legitimacy to what we do. You know, the blogs, the interviews, that's all things that are kind of help push our content outside of, you know, sending somebody a link in a DM. So I'm extremely grateful for even having the opportunity to get a chance to rap with you.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, well, yeah, whenever things, like, get better with COVID and everything, we definitely link up. I'm really excited to see what you do next, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. We planning a show for all of this new music at some point in the summer, and I definitely love to see you there, boss.
Definitely. I appreciate your time today, man. You have a good evening.
Okay? All right, man. You have a great evening, man. God bless you.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.